the first COVID vaccine has officially arrived in Bloomington Normal.
I feel great. I don't feel any different than before I got the vaccine. It actually hurt less than the flu shot.
That's Carl Broman, nurse manager Tracy Sondag. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Monday, December 21st. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now, let's lead off with the first COVID vaccine arriving in McLean County. Ryan Denham has a story.
Tracy Sondag has been on the front lines of COVID as a nurse manager at Carl Broman Medical Center in Normal. This weekend, she was at the front of the line. At around 6 o'clock Saturday morning, she became one of the first people in Bloomington Normal to receive the vaccine.
It's kind of surreal because that was not the intention at first for me to be the very first one. It just kind of fell into place that way, and so I feel great, and I'm really excited be one of the first employees at Carl Broman to get it.
McLean County wasn't initially expecting any Pfizer vaccine doses so soon. That's because it's not among the top 50 counties in Illinois with the most deaths per capita. But it unexpectedly received a small allotment of unused doses from Knox County in western Illinois. OSF St. Joseph Medical Center started giving it to employees Friday afternoon, Carl Broman on Saturday morning. Here's Tracy Sondag.
Even though we have this vaccine and it's very exciting and we kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel, we still need to do our due diligence of safe practice during this pandemic.
Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says the county doesn't have specifics on how many vaccine doses will arrive, but she's encouraged.
Those first priority groups, those will still take us several weeks before we complete those and are able to move on to the next tiers.
The state plans to start distributing vaccines to residents and staff of long-term care facilities next week through a federal program with CVS and Walgreens. Regional health metrics have been improving and could enable a return to Tier 2 mitigations for central and western Illinois sometime soon. That would enable bars and restaurants to reopen. McKnight says even if mitigations are relaxed, she urges the public to follow the safety guidelines, especially as Christmas and New Year's approach.
It is a difficult concept because we are seeing our cases, our daily cases, going down, but seeing deaths increase. And that's why the mitigations are based on science, and they're helping us to prevent further hospitalizations and deaths.
The region's testing positivity rate has dropped, but hospitalization rates have to improve. Reporting with Eric Stock, I'm Ryan Denham.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. An armed and dangerous suspect in a string of vehicle thefts, Todd Kelly Jr., was captured yesterday near Monunk after eluding authorities for several days. A judge has ruled that a former Bloomington College student who faced decades in prison for dealing drugs on campus, Tanner Tatini, will have to wait for the public records of his offenses to be sealed. And the University of Illinois has hired Brett Bielema as its new football coach. Bielema previously served as head coach at Wisconsin and Arkansas, and he spent the last three seasons as an NFL assistant coach with New England and the New York Giants. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. The Unit 5 school district says it will wait for guidance from the State Board of Education before deciding whether to require coronavirus vaccines for students and staff. Superintendent Kristen Weichel spoke to Charlie Schlenker.
Vaccines are starting to percolate through the population. How do you see that rollout affecting Unit 5 plans?
Well, I think we'll be impacted depending on how quickly the general public and educators can become vaccinated. You know, so I've seen pictures of healthcare workers getting vaccines this week in neighboring communities, and I'm hopeful that educations will be one of the early ones to receive the shots if they choose to, and then also our general community. You know, we need that herd population to be vaccinated.
You know, under most projections, it'll be months, perhaps even late summer, by the time there's widespread coverage from vaccinations. What does that do to plans for the spring semester for in-person versus online?
So we adjusted our metrics. We are adjusting our metrics for January on. And so rather than only looking at the the metrics for McLean County. We're going to more closely monitor our metrics within the building. You know, we've seen a lot of districts who have been able to open their doors and keep kids in school, just temporary pauses. So we will be looking to bring back all of our students in a hybrid fashion on January 11th. The week of the 5th through the 8th, we're going to be fully remote. Just allow a few more days to hit that 10-day marker in case, you know, our students or staff are with families and friends over the holidays. And the 10-day kind of signifies the number of days for quarantine if they were to be a close contact. Then we're transitioning to hybrid. So that way, you know, right now the estimates are that the peak COVID, you know, hit will be in late January. So we want to make sure that, you know, all of our buildings are remaining hybrid. You know, then we'll be looking at, is it safe for students and staff to be able to bring back some groups, you know, 5 days a week.
New school board elections will happen in April. On the first day of filing, five candidates submitted petitions for three open seats. None of those were the incumbents, by the way, so it may be a crowded field. What do you look for in a school board member? And what do you look for in a boss, I guess you'd call it?
Sure. You know, I first and foremost, I want someone who's going to care about students and understand that, you know, the school board sets policy, and it's up to me, the administrative team, to carry out the policy that the board sets. So I want someone with good intentions for to benefit the students in our community.
What issues do you most want to hear candidates speak to in their campaigns, regardless of what their positions are?
Again, I really want someone who is concerned with helping students academically and socially emotionally, and knowing that a school board member's role is to set the policy. And I think that can come out through a lot of different topics that they might discuss.
Do you want them to address potential cuts by the state because of the budget deficit at the state level?
I'm not sure that as an individual board member that they, I mean, they're entitled to their own individual thoughts, but the board as a whole makes those decisions. And I'm not sure that we've fully seen what the state of Illinois will do regarding the budget, you know, moving forward.
That's Unit 5 Superintendent Kristen Weichel speaking with Charlie Schlanger. Before we let you go, the Normal Town Council meets tonight at 7. On the agenda is a vote on the next 5-year community investment plan. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.